This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's top commander said on Monday Kyiv controlled around 1,000 square kilometers of Russia's Kursk region, his first public comment since Ukraine launched its biggest cross-border attack in almost 2.5 years of full-scale war. Russia is still struggling to repel the incursion 7 days since it began. Russia's acting governor of Kursk region says Ukraine controls 28 settlements, and the incursion was about 12 kilometers deep and 40 kilometers wide. Hundreds of firefighters on Monday continued to tackle a large wildfire burning on the fringes of the Greek capital. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
A major forest fire was raging out of control on the fringes of Athens as authorities issued evacuation orders for the suburbs. Flames crackled on the northern outskirts of the Greek capital, with some towering at times. The fire charred homes and sent a blanket of smoke and ash over central Athens, where the smell of burning lingered in the air. The fire department said 670 fighters, backed by 27 teams specially trained to tackle wildfires, were battling the flames. I'm Karen Chamas.
The White House said on Monday it shares the Israeli intelligence assessment Iran could launch a strike on Israel as soon as this week. National Security spokesman John Kirby said, quote, "It is difficult to ascertain at this particular time if there's an attack by Iran or its proxies, what it could look like. But the U.S. and its allies were preparing for a, quote, unquote, significant set of attacks." It comes after the Pentagon beefed up U.S. military posture in the Middle East. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration on Monday warned Iran of a, quote-unquote, swift and severe response if it ships ballistic missiles to Russia to aid that country's invasion of Ukraine. State Department spokesperson Vinette Patel said the U.S. and its security allies in Europe we're discussing a potential response should Tehran transfer the arms to Russia. The U.S. and its allies have warned for months Iran could face greater international sanctions if it moves forward with the partnership. On Monday, Patel said the U.S. views the possible transfer of missiles as a dramatic escalation in Iran's support for Russia's war of aggression against Ukraine. Kenya's main aviation union said on Monday would call a strike from early next week over plans to upgrade the country's main airport. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
It's a walkout that could cause significant disruption to national carrier Kenya Airways and to operations at Jomo Kenyatta International Airport, or JKIA. India's Adani Airport Holdings would add a second runway at JKIA and upgrade the passenger terminal under the proposed deal. But the Kenya Aviation Workers Union describes it as an unlawful intended sale of the airport that would lead to job losses and non-Kenyan workers being brought in. A nationwide youth-led protest movement that emerged in June over proposed tax hikes has also criticized what it says is a lack of transparency over the proposed Adani deal.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Former U.S. President Donald Trump is returning, at least for one night, to X, the social media platform formerly Twitter, from which he was banned for nearly 2 years following the January 6, 2021 storming of the U.S. Capitol. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump is slated to have a live conversation with Elon Musk, the owner of X. The social media platform touts it as unscripted with no limits on subject matter, adding it should be, quote, highly entertaining. X subscribers are encouraged to pose their own questions for the 8 p.m. Eastern Time event. Musk has already endorsed Trump's candidacy and says they've done testing to make sure there aren't glitches like those that disrupted a campaign launch in 2023 by Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Authorities said on Monday a man stabbed an 11-year-old girl and her mother in London's bustling theater district before being arrested, but there is no indication that the attack was terrorism-related. The attack occurred shortly before noon on Monday outside a tea shop in Leicester Square. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.